Now, time for Mission Magazine's Coach's Corner, featuring Roger Price, bringing out the best in your brother through coaching. And now, here's Roger Price.
Welcome to the Coach's Corner, a place to grow as a Christian leader. I'm your host, Roger Price, and today we're going to talk about a topic that's similar to leadership. We're going to talk about followership. Now, this is a relatively new topic for me to be talking about, but it's one I've been stewing on since the mid-90s. It all started for me when I read a Fast Company magazine article, somewhere in the mid-90s, about how West Point turns 18-year-old high school graduates into 22-year-old, very impressive leaders of men and women. One of the first things they talk about in that article is the importance of being a good follower before you can be a good leader. I found that to be very interesting, and I've been pondering that ever since. Here's an excerpt from James Kimsey, who was a 1962 graduate of West Point and the founding CEO of America Online. He said this in the article. The first lesson I learned as a plebe, or freshman, came from an upperclassman yelling in my face. He told me that there were four acceptable answers to anything. Yes, sir. No, sir. No excuse, sir. And, sir, I do not understand. This upperclassman would ask me, why aren't your shoes shined? And I'd say, well, it was muddy and I didn't have time. He'd be all over me. He was trying to teach me something. He was trying to teach me to be a good follower. So, do you think you need to be a good follower first before you can be a good leader? I encourage you to join me in wrestling with this question. I think certainly as Christian leaders, we would all say, yes, we have to be obedient followers of Christ before we could be effective and worthy Christian leaders. Now, being a great follower is an act of selflessness. And of course, being a great servant leader is also an act of selflessness. Now, I've been studying leadership for about 20 years now, and over the last 20 years, there have been tons of books and articles and speeches on what it means to be a great leader. And of course, this is really important and wonderful. However, I can't think of one article other than the Bible itself that talks about being a great follower. So I'm kind of excited to start some of the conversation with you. Now, I'm seeing signs this is starting to change. Here in West Michigan, where I live, some of us are starting to talk more about what does it mean to be a good follower, not just of Christ, but of other people. I have a good friend, Scott Patchen, who is the founder of The True Group here in West Michigan, and he's developed a course on followership. I'm also working on a team at Western Theological Seminary on an 8-year process to help our future pastors and future ministry leaders understand two things. What does it mean to follow well, and what does it mean to lead well? We're calling this learning to follow, learning to lead. So what do you think it looks like to be a good follower? Think about what it means to follow your pastor, or maybe follow an elder at church. What does it mean to follow if you're on a volunteer board? What does it mean to follow the president of that board? Or maybe at your place of work or ministry, your CEO, your manager. Here are some points that I think are important when thinking about good followership. It starts with a willingness to follow Christ. As a Christian follower, as a Christian leader, it all starts there. A willingness to die to myself and put God first. It's important to know myself well and to choose to follow only leaders that align with my beliefs and my values. If I'm trying to follow someone that has very different beliefs and values, a very different worldview, I'm not going to be able to follow them well, nor should I. Third, I need to bring my full heart to my followership. Just like with God, where I bring my full heart, my full mind, I also need to do that for the leaders that I follow. Now, this does not mean being a yes man, or in your case, maybe a yes woman. It does mean being so fully committed that if there are issues that need to be discussed, I'm going to bring that up with my leader. Now, I'm always going to do that at the right time, and I'm going to do it in the right place, and I'm going to do it in the right way. But at all other times, when there aren't issues that I need to bring up, at all other times, I'm going to give my leader the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to choose to trust her, or I'm going to choose to trust him, and follow, knowing that they are a servant leader and trying to do their best. Lastly, I will never allow myself to come to a point where I find that a desire to undermine what my leader is doing. If that happens, it's either time for me to go talk with that leader about what's going on, or it's time for me to change my attitude, or if needed, it's time for me to step off that bus and look for another place to bring my full followership. So I wonder, how are you doing as a follower? If there are some things that as I've talked about this, you became aware of, gee, maybe I should work on this, I encourage you to do that this week. Give it a try. Talk to someone about it. See how it goes. Next week, we'll talk about another topic that challenges all of us to grow, and I hope you'll join me. Until then, I pray that you experience God's rich blessings.